the Grimettes. Undefeated with Grimace. Dominated the Yanks. Yikes.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Sure, I'm shot out. I'm tired. I can't take it anymore. Glad that's over. A 90-minute rain delay on top of it? Like, well, luckily we saved Yoendris Gomez. 888-808-1019. Call the Fan. Tell me what you saw, what you're thinking. Tell me how you feel. We got to share the radio station. And obviously, I'm always leaning Yankees. I'm always trolling. And that's part of it, too. And it's fun. I enjoyed this Subway Series, even though the Yankees got absolutely dominated and embarrassed. I didn't take a swing. I didn't throw a pitch. I did what I could do. And there was literally nothing Yankee fans could do but watch. It is exhausting watching baseball games like that. It is tiresome watching baseball games like that. Maybe not for the Mets fans. I don't know how you guys feel watching just run after run after home run after home run. 12-2, 9-7. I'm just in, like, not in shock. I'm just numb to it. I'm in just a state of, like, I knew that this month was going to be tough for the Yankees. If you listen to me, I've been fearing this month of June. I've literally nicknamed it the gauntlet because I knew that they had to stack wins before they faced better competition, and they had this schedule with the Dodgers and the Orioles and the Braves, and I jokingly said the Mets, but as the Mets were trending, I knew there was a chance here that they were about to run into one. Injuries, it's not an excuse. You have rookies. You have guys that are playing their first two games on the team. You have guys that are just shells of themselves. Guys that are hurt slash not hustling out of it. I mean, at least we got Aaron Judge. At least Judge is on pace to do what he did in 2022. And you know what's different than 2022 that I thought about? When the Mets took the first two in Citi Field in 2022, the Yankees were good. The Mets were good. They were close games. They were hard-fought games. They didn't have the feel like this had because both teams were at the top of the American League and National League. And, you know, there were battles, and I do remember exactly what I said about, I can't take the Yankees seriously, because I felt like they weren't trying to put their best foot forward in June. But this what we just saw, they could put their best foot forward. Their foot's disgusting right now. Like, let's do this. Let's actually look at the New York Yankees and call them out for what they are right now. They look fraudulent right now. They look like a one-man show right now. They look like they got to this main stage in New York City with everybody watching, the most overhyped regional rivalry in the sport, and they folded. They couldn't even compete without Judge, which, I mean, I guess they, you know, Mets just were pitching to Judge for fun. I don't mind it. Keep adding to his RBI total, his homer total. My boy Matt from MLB Network sent me a stat during the game, which tells you about where the Yankees were last year. He said, yo, here's a stat if you want it for your show. Judge leads the MLB with 77 RBI. He has more RBI than any Yankee did all of last season. Yo, you got to give credit where credit is due. My Casamigos big shot of the night is Carlos Mendoza. This guy coming over from the Yankee organization, his first opportunity to face his former team, he was ready. He was ready. They have good players, good coaches, as I just heard him say. They had a game plan. Obviously, they moved Luis Severino, and people were like, oh, why are they moving Sevy? Yeah, because they were going to make sure they got that Sunday night baseball game and then ride the momentum into this series, and they knew they'd be fine against this Yankees lineup with David Peterson and Sean Manaea. What is this Yankees lineup right now? 888-808-1019. The Mets lineup is relentless. The Mets lineup is hell for pitchers. the Mets lineup is like, it's never ending because you get to the bottom of the order and you have Mark Vientos. You get to the bottom of the order, you have Harrison Bader. Like, they have hitters throughout the entire lineup. When you look at these box scores, it's dumb. If you go back to Tuesday night, 12 hits, 9 runs, bunch of guys just tagged the Yankees right away. Chase Gerrit Cole off the mound, last year's AL Cy Young winner, who a lot of us were thinking, yo, Cole's second start. I know I was thinking he was going to be better. He's not there yet. And they took advantage. And then tonight, Luis Gil, man, the young guy, he's learning. He's being humbled. He's in the middle of the season. He doesn't look as dominant anymore. He says he's healthy. He's fine. But that's a red flag for Yankee fans. That's putting Yankee fans on high alert. Like, hey, what happened to this guy? 4 innings pitched, 4 1/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks, 2 Ks. Not that dominant force that he was. And you already know that at some point they're going to limit his innings. And, I mean, he limited his innings just in these last 2 starts against the Baltimore Orioles. And the Mets didn't go deep in the game. 888-808-1019. Man, the Mets with the grimace stuff, I don't understand why anybody wouldn't buy into it. It is growing and growing. I just saw, like, McDonald's put out a tweet of Grimace staring at the Empire State Building. The Empire State Building being purple for Grimace's birthday month. Obviously, if you went to Citi Field, call me up. The Grimace costume's there, way better than Evan Roberts' Grimace costume that he had hanging up in here. That big-ass Grimace that they had today during the rain delay, drinking beers by the bridge under that, like what is going on? Like, if you didn't know anything about baseball, the Mets, Grimace, Ronald McDonald, and you saw it, you'd be like, what the hell are they doing? 888-808-1019. It's supposed to be fun. And, you know, I get it that it's not fun for the Yankee fans, but I can also look at the Mets fans and say, yo, have your fun. Enjoy it. Because you thought your season was lost. You started off 0-5. You thought it was the same old Mets, man. A lot of hosts on this radio station quit on this team. A lot of hosts on this radio station said they couldn't take it anymore. Honestly, between C-Mac and I, to not be the Yankee fans kicking you when you're down, we were trying to look for little things. We were trying to boost you up. We were trying to say, I know I said I thought that they could win 82 games this year, like the Yankees won last year. They're 500 right now. They might be on their way, and we know baseball has its ebbs and flows, or maybe you don't. I think there's a lot of people that don't know. Yankee fans and Mets fans, because there are Yankee fans right now, and the sky is falling. There are Yankee fans right now that are calling for air. Cashman, Boone, they don't even, I guess they don't know the date. They don't know that we just played one game that would put us in the second half of the season. But then there's also Mets fans that think that, hey, this is the team. We're going to play like this for the rest of the season. We're a postseason team. We just dominated the Yankees, and we're just going to roll. Hey, I am rooting for you, Mets fans. You have another 500 team in the Houston Astros coming to town. You're undefeated with Grimace in that building. Keep it going. 888-808-1019, because the Houston Astros, they're battle-tested. The Houston Astros, a lot of us were taking bets on would the Astros stay down, and they figured it out some, but this is a collision course, like we just saw a collision course, between a surging Mets team and a falling Yankees team, and the team that was surging continued to surge, and the team that was falling fell 10 feet deeper. Well, now you have the Astros coming to town, and I certainly think you can match up with them. I certainly think you could chase some of their guys off the mound, and I'm rooting for you. 888-808-1019. Now, you know, the Yankee fan that's saying all these different things about the Yankees, understand, they're hurt. They're missing guys, and this lineup, this roster is weak right now. It is weak sauce. And you can tell by some of these at-bats, you can tell by how many ground into double, like 80 ground into double plays. I mean, that's been the Yankees' calling card for years now, but it's a shame how they can load the bases and leave them. They're not the same team that they were just a few weeks ago. It's like New York been soft ever since the Dodgers came through and crushed the building. I swear, that Dodgers series, somebody hit me today, they're like, yo, these last 2 days had to be rough for you. I'm like, not as rough as those first 2 days of the Dodgers series or the last 2 games of the Orioles series in our building. At least this didn't go on in Yankee Stadium. Could you imagine this going on in Yankee Stadium? Yikes. We'll get there July 23rd and July 24th. I'm still on record saying I think the Yankees and Mets split, so I'm putting my money on the Yankees taking the next two. I don't have all the time I would like tonight. I don't really want to talk about the NBA draft because during the rain delay, I watched the NBA draft and I'm like, I don't know some of these kids. I don't know what happened. I do know what happened. There's a NBA G League. There's one and done. And it's just not, the NBA draft is not what it used to be. It was funny. I was hearing somebody say, like, maybe I think they called C-Mac show talking about, you know, the Villanova crew being on the Knicks and would other NBA teams try to put teams together like that. I'm like, you can't. Right? Those kids at Villanova, they weren't one and done. They played for some years together. Now, you don't have many teams in college that stay together and have that many NBA prospects. Another Stephen A. classic, Stephen A. Smith celebrating Mikal Bridges coming to the Knicks, and then somebody pulls up the clip of him saying that Villanova doesn't have one NBA prospect on that team. Yeah, right. 888-808-1019. Let's sneak a call in. I think we can, Fleegs. Can I take a call? I don't think we have to break. And I don't have that much time, so I do want to get to folks. Let's go to Austin in Jersey City. Austin, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's going on?
Got to you, man. Snuck a call in. Just want to try and get as many people on the Fan tonight as I can. I'm hanging out. I'm all right.
Oh, yeah. First off, let's go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, I just want to talk Cole. I don't know if you saw Katie's stats. Tweet last night, 4 pitches for Cole, under 94 miles per hour last night.
Yeah. Katie Sharp.
Yeah. We are in big trouble, I think there.
Yeah. This is what I'll say about Cole. With Cody Poteet going on the IL, I think they gave him the opportunity to come back maybe too soon just because it's like, hey, you can fill this void. It's against the Orioles. Cole is a Yankee fan today, tomorrow, forever. He's a baseball nerd. He loves the game. He wants to be there for the team. He says he misses it. And I think he might have been back one more start too soon. And it's too late for all that now. But, you know, he talked about it, his velocity, trying to get it under control, his emotions, the adrenaline. It's too late now. He's got to figure it out on the fly. This is Gerrit Cole. He's a Cy Young winner. He's a veteran. He's one of the best pitchers of this generation. I trust that he'll get it right. I don't want to say we're in big trouble there with him. I think you should be a little more concerned about Luis Gil at this point, especially because he doesn't look as dominant as he was. He's saying he's healthy, and you know there's going to be an innings limit on him coming back from Tommy John, and he's young. He doesn't have the experience that Cole has.
I agree. Playoffs right now. Who are your top three starters right now? Are you going Nestor? Are you going Cole?
Thanks for the call, Austin. I'm not talking about the playoffs right now. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it's June 27th. I don't know who we're getting at the trade deadline. I don't know who's going to be available in October. The guys could be hurt. There's no reason to talk about the postseason. But see, I this is what I'm saying. I assume that baseball fans understand, like, this is a long road, right? This is a long school year. Can I put it into terms like that before we go to break? This is a long school year for the Yankees. I don't know what grade they're going to get on their final exam. They've brought home bad grades this month. But that doesn't mean they're going to flunk out. That doesn't mean they're going to fail. They got to get better. It's a long school year. They get an F for the grades that they brought home in June. But do I know what's going to happen when the finals come around? No, I don't. And do I trust that they'll be able to succeed and do better and get better grades? I do. So who are my starters? I have no idea. There's no way to jump to October. Are we winning the division? Are we going to be a wild card? Are we getting a bye? You know what I'm saying? There's no way to do that. Got a long way to go. We take this day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. This has been a terrible month for your New York Yankees, a great month for your New York Mets. The Mets broom the Yankees. They sweep them. Little two-game set. And now the Yankees have to fly to Toronto. They better have had that team meeting in Citi Field like the Mets did in Citi Field. Maybe get some of that Jorge Lopez Mojo, Grimmett's Mojo, whatever it is, before they got to go through customs, because they're going to roll up to the 6-6. They're going to roll up to Toronto, and they might lose another series to Toronto. It's a 4-game set. No time to lick your wounds. No time to feel bad about yourself. Got to get it together. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Mets put the belt to ass on the New York Yankees. Humble pie, sit down and get out the way. I mean, there's nothing to say, yo. There's nothing to say. Yankee fans are down tremendous, astronomical. And the Mets fans are up right now. So that's how the roller coaster goes, right? Up and down, up and down. Just a few weeks ago, when the Mets were 8 games, 10 games under 500, Mets fans are, I can't stand this team. This team sucks. You know, now we can't even get a good Frank the Tank video. We can't even get a good Frank the Tank flip out video. 888-808-1019. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's doing?
You know, quick show here. Just, you know, taking my lumps, understanding that it's a game that'll humble you, and the Yankees right now, they're under every type of, I don't know. There's so many things wrong with the team. I don't know how quickly they're going to figure it out either, but congrats to your Mets, man.
It was also my last day of school. I'm going to camp next week.
Oh, you're lit. Celebrating that 500 record. School's out for the summer. Grimace.
I was telling Paulie last week. I'm like, I don't know how long this scrimmage stuff goes on, whatever it is. And I'm just hoping it holds on just to the end of next week, which is this week. And it's looking pretty good right now. And that Astros will be the last series right before I go out. And I might end up going to the Mets Astros with a few friends. I'm still deciding on that one. But tonight was a great win. I had a few friends over to watch the game. This was just great, Keith. And not for your Yankees. And that, Keith, that lineup that the Yankees have outside of Judge and Soto is atrocious.
Buns. Cheeks, like, what are we doing? Like, like, it really just reveals a lot about the Yankees as they were able to roll the AL Central, as they were able to, you know, stack so many wins behind Soto and Judge and Volpe and Verdugo. At least Verdugo broke out of his 0-for-22 skid. LeMayu cooked. Glaber,
so much
waste of time.
Ben so Rice, JD Davis revenge series.
J.D. Davis, it's like, what are we, I mean, it is what it is. Like, the almighty Yankees are at the point where a lot of us are thinking J.D. Davis is going to come in here and have some type of revenge on the Mets. Hell no.
And then, Keith, how do you think a Mets fan should feel about the Mets bullpen right now with all these injuries?
I said this before we even went into the series. You don't have to worry about your bullpen when you're scoring that much. I literally was going back. The Mets, at least once a week, really twice a week, put up double digits. It's been consistent. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're not worrying about your bullpen when you're scoring 11 runs, 12 runs.
I know, but just the name's there, and you're not always going to be scoring this. But
trust
for
that.
Now, it's great. How about Harrison Bader? Are you starting to miss
that's
him with any
of that's what I'm like. The length of this lineup, it never ends. You think you're getting to the 9-hitter. He's hitting the ball out. Harrison Bader is a New Yorker, a former Yankee. LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. He showed out. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Good for you that you have a baseball season. Good for you. Summer starts and you're starting over. It's like, it's not like starting 0-0, but it's like hitting refresh on the season. The only way from here that you hope to go is up and having a winning record, chasing that wild card spot down and staying there.
And Keith, I just say with Aaron Judge, it's crazy. I don't know why teams still pitched him. I don't know why the Mets still pitched him. Just walk him. I remember last year they said that when Aaron Judge was being intentionally walked, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, it was actually they were scoring less runs when that was happening. It's just crazy. Anytime the guy makes contact, there it goes. You can't throw anything over the plate. Now, just to keep it also, imagine if Juan Soto wasn't on this team, how this lineup would look. But as you said, there's also injuries. And then I just wanted to get one point in about the Nets trade last night. I'm starting to agree with you more. I think that it was very good that it happened. It was time. And listen, for the Knicks, Keith, it's good now. But for the Brooklyn Nets, you stock up picks like the Thunder, and, you know, we'll see in 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
At least there's some kind of direction now. Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah. Imagine Juan Soto not being in his lineup. Nah. You know, they were talking about it, you know, Juan Soto trying to get on for Judge and knowing what Judge is going to do. And Judge is ridiculous. His 30th homer of the season. Francisco Alvarez, my favorite Met, hits his 30th home run of his career. And these Mets got some swag. They got some mojo. They got some energy about them. Like, they're not looking at the Yankees like the big, bad Yankees. No one is right now. We're looking at the Yankees like, what the hell happened to y'all? 888-808-1019. I've got less than an hour left. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.